Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Time now to talk sport, and I'm joined once again by Off the Ball's Mick McCarthy. Mick, let's look at what's happening here domestically, the FAI Cup final on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very interesting one because we have Shamrock Rovers versus Cork, and like
Shamrock Rovers, the heavy favourite.
Absolutely, you know, but in terms of storyline, you've got like, it's Rovers are, you know, they've dominated the league for the last 4 years. They've won five out of the last six, wrapped up their title in the league last week, and they're doing so well in Europe and they're in the Conference League and everything like that. But weirdly for Shamrock Rovers, the FAI Cup is a little bit of an obsession. They used to win it all the time. And in 1987, they won their third double in a row, winning the league and cup in the same year, and since then they've won the cup once in 2019, and they've never done the double again. So funnily enough, even looking now, they were playing AEK Athens in the Conference League last night. They were very unlucky not to win, a really late penalty, an unbelievable performance against like a big name in European football. And even then, there was a couple of players left out, and you're like, hold on a second, they've got their eye on the cup final here, this matters to them. And you know, you've got them up against Cork, who just finished bottom of the Premier League, relegated into the First Division. But there's a spark of like, could this be something for us? You know,
so it means a lot to them to try and, I suppose, and soften the sore of being relegated.
And from Cork's point of view as well, even with being relegated, they win this match in Europe next year as well. There's also the added factor of Shamrock Rovers' hated rivals, Bohemians, sitting, having finished fourth in the league, sitting there watching this, awkwardly cheering on for Shamrock Rovers, because if Rovers win, they take that European place next year instead. So that's an added little wrinkle. So look, they're two really well supported teams. They generally bring big crowds to the cup final whenever they get into it. Now, we've had really good crowds in the last couple of years. We had 44,000 2 years ago for Pats and Bows, which was a record. And 39 followed that up last year. It's probably going to be around about that. I don't think we're going to get up towards the 50. I think high 30s will probably do it. But again, when you consider, I'm looking at like league, the cup final attendances from a decade ago that were like 16, 17, 18,000. You know, it just shows you how big an occasion it's become and how big domestic football has become.
I saw Stephen Bradley saying, look, this isn't a foregone conclusion. Yeah. You need to be really careful going into the game and thinking it is.
You can think it is, because the other thing is Shamrock Rovers have won the league, but they did so by crawling over the line. Their recent form has actually been fairly horrific. You know, they've played a lot of games. They had no off-season last year because, like this year, they made the Conference League final. The Irish season ends tomorrow. They played until January last year in Europe, and then the season started again in February. So there's an element of this being a tired team. So despite a lot of the advantages that they have, Cork will be waiting in the wings. They've had a couple of weeks off, whereas Rovers have been fighting on all fronts.
Right, let's look to the Premier League this weekend. And one of the great modern day rivalries is surely City versus Liverpool.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been the rivalry of the Premier League for the past kind of 10 years or so. Now, Arsenal have put themselves into the fray over the last couple of years, and a lot of people think it's going to be their year, but who's going to be the challenger to them could be decided on Sunday, because there are two teams with massive flaws, but that two teams that are capable of going on the run as well. So it's almost like who's going to be Arsenal's challenger this year is almost going to be what's at stake on Sunday. It's very exciting. Like it's probably the biggest game of the year so far.
Liverpool were in bad form. Now, they did have two wins in the last week, but Man City has been a bit more consistent. Would that be fair to say? Because they have Haaland and Phil Foden played so well at Wednesday night.
Yeah, absolutely, against Dortmund. And you put your finger on it with Haaland. I mean, rarely have we seen a one-man team quite like it. Manchester City's second top scorer in the Premier League this season is a Burnley player who scored two OGs against them. No Man City player has scored two goals in the Premier League this season, and Haaland has been hoovering up. He's nearly hitting 30 goals in November between club and country, which is absolutely incredible.
I feel sorry for that player.
I know, yeah. And I do you know what? I feel even more sorry for him now because I've forgotten his name. So it's a double whammy. But it's all about Haaland. It's all about everything. Liverpool have had two really good wins in Villa and, of course, Real Madrid during the week, which has stopped a slide of six defeats in seven games for them, or five defeats in six, which means that their confidence will be back. Mo Salah scored in two of his last three games. Alexis McAllister is one of their most important players, scored during the week against Real Madrid, having had a poor start to the season. A few other players have just looked like they're coming into a bit of form. So will they be able to kick it on in, like, the toughest trip? Like, Manchester City really, really good at home over the last few months since they were beaten by Spurs, actually. Well beaten by Spurs. But since then, they've been just taking care of business with really simple, straightforward wins at home in the Champions League and in the Premier League. So, yeah, this is a very, very different test. If Liverpool are Liverpool and not what they were for, like, the really horrible October they had, then this is a great match. If that was a false dawn over the last week, then City could probably beat them.
It wasn't, but anyhow. Arsenal are also taking on Sunderland this weekend. If they win that, they can go 10 points clear, which is quite a lead. I know it's very early in the season, but let's look to the rugby. Ireland taking on Japan. Loads of changes from the game against the All Blacks.
Yeah, eight changes just in the starting 15 alone, which isn't massively surprising. I think if Ireland had won, I think it might have even been a couple more. But this becomes an important game. See, Ireland have Australia and South Africa in the next 2 weeks, and playing four test matches in 4 weeks is really just not, for most players, you wouldn't be thinking of it, maybe in a couple of positions. So there's definitely always, this was always the game where he would try and bring in a few squad players, get some experience. He's done that. You've got Tom Farrell from Munster, who's had a great start to the season, making
his
debut.
That's a great story. 32 Brilliant. Years of age and really finding his form.
Isn't it great, like, to see that? Because there is this, you probably get to a certain stage of your career and you're thinking, no matter what I do now, time has passed, because they're building for the future and all. But why? That, you know, it's just one of those things. It's almost it's almost a cliche that we just assume that your time has passed. If he's playing as well now as anybody else, then he should be in there. So it's brilliant. He's made an amazing start to the year for Munster. He played very, very well last year as well, and people were really pushing for this. So it's actually great to see him in there. He's going to play alongside Robbie Henshaw in the centre. But then there's other people like Nick Timoney from Ulster, that people that has been in and out over the years and never really got much of a run, that people will be interested in seeing a bit more from. Jacob Stockdale is someone that we all kind of cling back to 2018, when he was probably the best winger in the world and he was scoring tries against England to win Grand Slams and against New Zealand in November, and he has never really rediscovered that form, but he's been playing quite well over the last year, and so it'll be interesting to see him back playing for Ireland as well. And probably the big one, actually, he came on in Chicago against New Zealand, but fit and ready to start after a horrible injury. Caelan Doris, the captain, is back as well. So it's still a very strong Ireland team. And I think by the fact that you've got the likes of Andrew Porter starting again, Tadhg Byrne, I know he didn't really play last week because he was sent off after a few minutes, James Ryan, and a lot of these players, he's going to play Jack Crowley at 10 again. People thought that they might switch that up and bring in Sam Prendergast. It's a sign to me that this is, we need to have a few players in there that will make sure we get over the line. They have to win on Saturday.
Is there any jeopardy in this game, do you think?
It's hard to know, because the games can get away from you, and Ireland have had poor performances in November over the years against some of the lesser teams because our eyes have been on the big games to come. I think given what happened last week, Ireland, I think, will be laser focused and should win this game easy enough, given it's in the Aviva and so on. I can't see Japan, who aren't the team of the 2019 World Cup when they did beat us in Japan. This isn't the same Japan team. So Ireland should be able to win this game, but it'll be as much about the performance and everything else, because they need to pick up some momentum and some goodwill almost. You know, we're all having conversations all week. It's almost as if the death of Irish rugby, and it's not just because of one defeat in Chicago. It's about a feeling that we've had probably since the last World Cup, and it's all kind of come on top. Ireland need to get some wins and get some momentum going again.
Yeah, it's a mental game sometimes.
Absolutely,
too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I had no plans for this weekend, Mick, and now I do. I'll definitely be watching some of those games. Mick McCarthy, thank you.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.